along a 1,200-mile route from Wisconsin to Florida. More recent and conventional efforts focus on protecting key nesting and wintering sites, tracking the birds by plane and satellite, and even marking power lines with high-vis tags to prevent collisions. It may not be as flashy as cranes following ultralights or caretakers in costumes, but this steady behind-the-scenes work has paid off. There are nearly 800 whooping cranes flying free today, each doing their part to make sure their song is never silenced. For BirdNote, I'm Shaky Espejo.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Well, in our last set, we wrapped it up with some music from bassist Dave Young from his album Mantra. That was Waltz for Blue, with Perry White on the tenor, Reg Swager on guitar, Terry Clark on drums, and a track featuring B3 player Ewan Farcom. Music out of the west coast of Canada before that, from Vancouverite guitarist Bill Kuhn and his solo album of 13 tracks called Standard Elegance. We heard Full Rain at Night, an ambitious project before that from Chicago vocalist Paul Marinaro, looking at 25 compositions from Duke Ellington from the album Mood Ellington. That was Just Squeeze Me, and that sees him working with his quartet of pianist Tom Vitus, guitarist Mike Alemana, bassist John Tate, and drummer Neil Hemphill, and joined by a horn and string section. And the set started with music from Jamaican jazz pianist Monty Alexander off of the second volume of the Harlem Kingston Express series, The River Rolls On. That was the Jimmy Cliff tune, The Harder They Come. Hey, just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. And if you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find a link to a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information, on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moss Taylor. A couple tunes out of the James Bond repertoire ending that last set. We finished up with music from trumpet player Thomas Marriott, his 15th album as leader, called Screen Time. The track You Only Live Twice, keyboardist Oren Evans, bassist Robert Hurst, and drummer Mark Whitfield Jr. And then music from the Danish Radio Big Band before that, featuring trumpet player Randy Brecker. Music from the album The Jazz Ballad Songbook. We heard Goldfinger, a track featuring trombonist Steve Hansen. And the set started with music out of the Toronto jazz scene from the group Montuno Police, a track penned by percussionist and drummer Mark Kelso, written for Cameroon drummer Bryce Wuasi from the album Nomads. That was the track Wuasi Dance. Thank you.
Everything ends too soon, too soon.